Now, the rest of the story. Meet Joseph Merlin, a maker of musical instruments, an inventor of things extraordinary, a world-class egomaniac. Of course, everyone with whom he came in contact vastly contributed to his ego. His instruments and his inventions were the rage of 18th century London. Praise was lavished on him accordingly. Musicians adored Merlin organs, Merlin pianos, Merlin violins. The aristocracy was delighted by Merlin chairs and Merlin swings and other products of his fertile imagination. The court courted him. Society swooned over him. Museums mooned over him. But Joseph Merlin was, well, he was not quite satisfied. Because deep inside, he realized that he had made no lasting contribution to mankind. Nothing for which his name would forever be remembered. But then one day, a curious, a marvelous idea came to him. Would it not be fantastic if one could replace the blade on an ice skate with little metal wheels? It would be an entirely revolutionary means of transportation and recreation. And thus did Joseph Merlin create the roller skate. Now, it is believed that the Dutch had tried skating on wooden spools some years before. Still, the originality of Merlin's specific invention was unquestionable, and he knew it. He showed his roller skates to a museum curator. The curator knew it. All that remained now was a fabulous debut, a grand occasion upon which the world would be told of Merlin's latest and greatest creation. Merlin reconsidered. The world not only must be told, it must be shown. And so, Joseph Merlin painstakingly planned his grand debut demonstration of roller skates. There must be a huge party, a masquerade ball at the exclusive Carlisle Hotel in Soho. It must be hosted by the most fashionable hostess, perhaps Mrs. Corneli, attended by the most distinguished members of London society, and most spectacularly of all, the hero of the hour, Joseph Merlin himself, must roller skate gracefully into the Carlisle ballroom on his one-of-a-kind skates while playing one of his own violins. So the magic evening arrived. In a quiet room, Merlin dressed as a minstrel. He tuned his violin and donned his roller skates. In the foyer and the great hall, the guests murmured, eagerly anticipating the historic moment. But sometimes history refuses to cooperate with the best-laid plans. For in that night, in 1765, Joseph Merlin did indeed glide into the main ballroom of the Carlisle House, and he was playing a lively melody on his violin, and he did indeed delight and amaze those in attendance, until he lost control of his skates and sailed across the room into a mammoth crystal mirror costing $20,000 and smashed not only the mirror, but his violin and his gigantic ego into a million unput-togetherable pieces. Almost 100 years would pass before the public took roller skating seriously again. A monumental setback. And all because the inventor, the great genius Joseph Merlin, who invented the roller skate, forgot to invent a way to stop. And now you know the rest of the story.